Thanks for joining me on today's podcast, and know this, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and He said we should rejoice and be glad in it. Our study today is going to be about Josiah's mission, and what was he like? Josiah was an interesting young boy who became a king at the age of 8 years old. Can you believe that, having your 8-year-old run the country? I think sometimes we wonder, who is really running our country? But if we think about this, in those days, it was really important that they had a king in place. It didn't matter how young he was, and I'm sure he had advisors around him. Our reading today comes from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 21 through 25. And here's what it says. King Josiah then issued this order to all the people. You must celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as required in this book of the covenant. There had not been a Passover celebration like that since the time when the judges ruled in Israel, nor throughout all the years of the kings of Israel and Judah. This Passover was celebrated to the Lord in Jerusalem in the 18th year of King Josiah's reign. Josiah also got rid of the mediums and psychics, the household gods, the idols, and every other kind of detestable practice, both in Jerusalem and throughout the land of Judah. He did this in obedience to the laws written in the scroll that Hilkiah the priest had found in the Lord's temple. Never before had there been a king like Josiah who turned to the Lord with all his heart and soul and strength, obeying all the laws of Moses, and there has never been a king like him since. His father was wicked, as had the Jewish kings and culture for generations before him. In the 8th year of his reign, Scripture records that Josiah began to seek the Lord in 2 Chronicles 34, verse 3. In his seeking, he set about restoring the house of the Lord. So that means he was about 16 years old when he started seeking God, and he set about restoring the house of the Lord. When we read that, it literally says in the New Living Translation, during the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, Josiah began to seek God of his ancestor David. Then in the 12th year, he began to purify Judah and Jerusalem, destroying all the pagan shrines and the Asherah poles and the carved idols and cast images. What does Josiah mean spiritually? Well, it's a Hebrew origin, and it means God supports and heals. Josiah was the grandson of Manasseh, a king of Judah, and ascended the throne at age 8 after the assassination of his father Amon in 641. Great-grandparent Hezekiah, who, if you remember, asked God to spare his life and granted him an extra 15 years because of the great work he did for the Lord. So he had a great-grandfather that was awesome, but his father and his grandfather before him, they were wicked. When the workers in the temple found the lost and forgotten Torah, which was brought to Josiah's attention, and he had the words read aloud to him so he could actually hear what it said. When this happened, Josiah wept and tore his clothes. He grieved deeply for the way that his people had turned away from the Lord. So he sought the counsel of the Lord through Huldah, the prophetess. This was a rare occurrence of a female prophet. And she encouraged him with the blessings of the Lord's words. After that, Josiah led the people in a Passover celebration that rivaled all Passovers. And for the rest of Josiah's days, the people of Judah sought the Lord. You can see that in 2 Chronicles chapters 34 through 35. Look at the incredible character description of how the Bible depicts Josiah. Look back at 2 Kings 23, verse 25. Yes, we read that, but here's some key character traits. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord. And then it says, here's his character trait. With all his heart and with all his soul, in other words, with his spiritual being and his voice of reasoning, and with all his might, the strength that he had, according to the laws of Moses, he followed God, and he wanted to be a genuine servant of the Lord. Keep in mind, though, God's wrath would later come upon Judah due to the evil king Manasseh had done. You read that in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 25. But the judgment was delayed because of Josiah's godly life and leadership. There are a number of great encouragements that readers can take away from this joyful time of Judah's history. Number one, you're never too young to be used mightily for the Lord. Josiah was 8 years old, remember that, when God providentially set him on the throne. In the years when Josiah was just stepping into adulthood, God wooed his heart. Josiah had a soft heart that responded wholly to the Lord. If you are young or praying for a young person, don't doubt for a second that God can use them in the midst of their growing up. Secondly, realize that a lot of healing can change and happen in a short period of time. Josiah tore down all the places of the false worship that had ensnared the people of Judah for over 70 years. Some of those places and idols had been set up much longer. This is difficult, and I know sometimes it feels like the strongholds in life or things that need to change have just been there too long to change. Maybe we're so tired of pushing against them, we start to give up, hope we will ever be free from them. But the story of Josiah can encourage us that when the Lord's timing is just right, in a flash, God can set everything right. He can release what binds us and bring us into a time of restoration. We can't give up hope to pray for these things in our life or in the lives of those around us. Here's the third point I want to make. God can use unlikely people to speak into our lives. Josiah was young, yet the Lord used him to realign the people with their calling and their God. At a time when he was probably young enough that most of his subjects could have been his parents or grandparents, God used him to steer their hearts back home to God. Huldah was the woman prophet, and it was really unusual for a woman to be a prophet, but the Lord used her, the prophetess, to bring Josiah's words of promise and encouragement. Finally, the Lord used Pharaoh Necho to warn King Josiah, yet he didn't listen, and Josiah was ultimately killed in a battle at a young age. We read in 2 Chronicles 35, verses 20 through 24, the account where Pharaoh warns Josiah, noting that God had called him to go to another battle, and he didn't have a beef with him. But yet, here's Josiah think he's going to go to battle with Egypt. Pharaoh warns him. He tells him, God has sent me, and I'm telling you to back off. It's basically what he's saying. God can, and he does, like the Pharaoh of Egypt, to speak through unlikely sources because he cares so much for us that he uses anything and everything to reach out to us. Folks, it is wise to make sure that what someone speaks into your life matches up with the scriptures. But we also don't want to miss something just because it comes from an unusual place, like Josiah. We want to have a tender heart. God consistently called young people to influential roles of leadership. Spiritual leaders like Joseph in the Old Testament when he was only 17 years old. And King David was only 12 years old when he was anointed. Esther was a young woman. Jeremiah was in his 20s. And Timothy was only 21 years old. These were all young and inexperienced people when God called them. Take the time to read about them in Genesis 37, verse 2, 1 Samuel 16, verses 12 through 13, Esther 2, verses 7 through 11, Jeremiah 1, verses 6 through 8, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Now here's another character, Samuel. He was born as a gift from the Lord to his mother Hannah. She promised to give him to the Lord to be raised by the priest Eli. Samuel grew and served, and when he was about 12 years old, he was awakened by the voice of the Lord calling him in the night. It's a great story. Take the time to read it. 1 Samuel 3, verses 4 through 10. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. Read that in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. Solomon was a young man, about 20 years old, I would say, when his father David died and he became the king. And what did Solomon ask for? We all know what that is. It was wisdom. It was the smartest thing he could come up with. King Josiah called for a time of national repentance when he understood what the word was saying and what he should be doing. Wouldn't that be wonderful if our country today and other countries would declare a national day of repentance? Here's Josiah. The law was read to the people of the land, not just himself, and a covenant made between the people and the Lord. The king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And all the people joined in the covenant. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 3. Many reforms followed. The temple was cleansed from all the objects of pagan worship and the idolatry, and the idolatrous high places in the land were demolished. Josiah restored the observance of the Passover. We read that in 2 Kings 23, verses 2 through 23. And he removed the mediums and the witches from the land. As we mentioned earlier, God's wrath would later come upon Judah due to the evil king Manasseh and what he had done. But the judgment was delayed because of Josiah's godly life and leadership. So important for us today to understand that. Josiah died in battle against the Egyptian Pharaoh, and King Josiah was buried in Jerusalem in his own tomb. And his son, Jehoash, took the role of king. Much can be learned from Josiah's life that is positive. First, Josiah shows the influence a person can have from a very young age. Even children have enormous potential to live for God and to have great impact. Secondly, Josiah lived a life fully committed and obedient to God and was blessed for it. Third, Josiah properly responded to God's word. By the time he became king, the scriptures had long been neglected, and Josiah's heart was smitten by the failure of his people to honor God's word. Josiah had scriptures read to the people and made a commitment to live by it. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I have spoken, I also heard you, declares the Lord. 2 Kings 22, verse 19. The big takeaways for me was that Josiah had the word of God read to him. There's that power of the word we've been talking about in the past. Josiah's spirit became a contrite heart, and he knew what he had to do and make things right. The first thing he did after he heard the word was to make sure that the people heard the word. The next thing he knew to do was to clean out the filth within the kingdom. For example, getting rid of the idols and getting back into the worship and the priesthood. Regardless of how young Josiah was, he used his sphere of influence enabled by God himself. He reflected on the great-grandfather Hezekiah and mimicked many of the things that his great-grandfather did, cleaning out the place, putting people in the right standing with God. We call this righteousness. Just as a reminder, folks, power doesn't come from what we know. It comes from what we need to learn. I like what George Bernard Shaw said. Power does not corrupt men. Fools, however, if they get into a position of power, corrupt power. As you can tell, Josiah learned about what the Word of God said, and he worked accordingly. Mark Twain said, I have never let my schooling interfere with my education. Folks, the more we learn, the more we can grow, and the more we can know. But letting us lead with dignity and with the power of God leading us in the right direction. God bless your day today.